Hello, my friend. This is Dan Reilly calling you, and I think I have a bit of a frog in my throat. Maybe where you're living, frogs are hiding. They're deep down under the earth. Well, this one has risen up a little bit as some of us have had our wintertime colds. And it is wintertime. And so as I begin this, hopefully not too long, reflection, I think about where you might be. I just got off the phone call with a friend who's driving in Vermont, a dear friend, and we touching base again and hoping to grow even more deeply in our understanding of our lives beside each other and helping each other to understand our own personal lives. That's part of the beauty of friendship, you know, and maybe you're finding that now, or maybe I can encourage you to do that. Even though it's wintertime, it's a time of growth, of deepening our life, of finding the very roots of our life, of rediscovering them and growing from them. I was in a small town here near where we are in southern New Mexico today, dropped into a coffee shop and met a very fine woman who helped me have a cup of coffee. She had to brew a whole new pot. So she said, "Can you wait about 3.5 minutes? Well, today it was a joy to wait that little time, and so hang in with me now as we take a little time, possibly to have a cup of coffee on a cold winter day, or brew yourself a cup of tea, and just treasure where you are, and who is with you in your life, or who you might begin to reach out to. It's that time. This weekend, if you're in a Christian church, you might be celebrating the baptism of the Lord. Deep images of a baptism rise up out of the word in Greek, and we've reflected on it here. It means to plunge, to go deep, to go deep into life. And in fact, with Jesus, but with most of life, it's really to go deep into death that leads to life, to die a bit, to let go, or to, in the radical sense in Christ, to die to everything that we might rise up to everything, that we might come fully alive. So may that be your experience in one way or another, even in this cold winter day, if you're sharing a cold one somewhere. You and I might take hope and strength from the truth of bulbs and roots of trees, which actually grow. They've been storing up strength from last summer and fall, and now in midwinter begin to swell and feel their place in the rest of their organic structure, we might say, within the, as a daffodil would, begin to swell and grow and break through the earth, even under snow. So that when, if there is a melt later in this January, you would see the tips, the fingers of the daffodils breaking through the earth. Why? Because now they're finding nourishment and finding moisture, and their root systems are feeding them for next springtime. And the large roots of trees that span out deep within, or shallow maybe, but extensively, that bring nourishment to the great trees that stand around us, around our homes or villages, or on our hillsides that we admire as we drive by them. These very root systems are in their way, coming to life, stretching out a bit, beginning to, by February, move so that those of us who enjoy maple syrup might enjoy the movement of what is in the earth right now, up into the tree. And so we might think about what is hidden in our own lives. What lies deep within us, in our own sort of underworld, the place in dark places where life wants to flow up through us, and in another season, another day, another moment, out to others, out to the world around us, in new blossoming and new leaves. We might say, what a silly thing to be thinking of on this cold winter day. Well, it's a little easy for me to do that possibly here in New Mexico, where the weather, excuse me, has been in 60-degree weather. I came from sub-zero, so I've been sharing some of that with you a bit, my friend. But more than anything else, we share this rich, deep reality that from deep within us rises new life. It comes up from there. The courage and outpouring life of God, the God that descended, as we hear in Philippians, incended, the incendence of God from deep within human life, the incarnation. The one who rose up and walked the streets of another time and treasured people and actually had a friend he called out of a tree. Zacchaeus, come down. We're going to have supper together tonight in your home. We love to think about these stories, but they come from rich, deep, hidden, dark places. And so the quiet of this time, our ability to nurture each other's depths, to go there, to sense ourselves there, to hope in the life that rises up from there is exactly what you and I are doing right now. The Lord Jesus rose up from a deep plunging, God into a violent and terrible time. And with that willingness to go there with us, even to the cross, he shows us his love for us and our love of life and our capacity to love others, which rises from our deep-rooted place in God's own love. That's the outpouring truth and story that's been retold through these days of Christmas, as this time is named after the celebration of the incarnation right up to the feast of the baptism of the Lord. And so now, my friend, take a little more time of quiet. Possibly risking putting your ear near the earth. Hopefully you won't get frostbit there. But listening to it, because things are moving now, even where we think they're dead, frozen, and hidden. Life is warming to the sun and our willingness to be alive. And alive with one another in a world that longs that we would plunge to difficult places and that we would rise up to new days with one another. My friends, take hope even now in a springtime that comes in cold days. And may there be a spring in your step after you've taken time to listen, to be quiet a bit more now, to draw your own breath and meditate as you might. A blessed day to you, my friend. A blessed day, rooted in the love poured out for us in Jesus Christ.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.